Broadcasting live from the Vegas Video Network studios, just steps from the Las Vegas Strip.
It's time to get on the right side of sports betting. It's time for the Odds Couple.
Welcome to the Odds Couple on the world famous Vegas Video Network. My name is Scott Pritchard. Great to have you with us. I am joined every week live from the Vegas Video Network studios. My good friend and fellow co-host, Anthony Padilla.
Thanks, buddy. Good to be back once again. Today, we will be talking about why Jim Harbaugh actually has a better shot of seeing the field in San Francisco before Alex Smith is ever going to again. How Atlanta and the Falcons added insult to injury last night to Drew Brees. And we'll be discussing the one thing that CNN should be covering, which is the hostage situation in New York, where they have released the name of the one lone hostage, Tim Tebow.
Let's attack the line. The San Francisco 49ers are on the road taking on the St. Louis Rams. The line opened 9 on Sunday night. The money has come in on the underdog as it's moved from 9 to 8. Today, the Niners are a 7.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. San Francisco and St. Louis, I feel, are two teams headed in opposite directions. And San Francisco now with Colin Kaepernick. I mean, can you imagine, Scott? Like, this guy, like, he took over for Alex Smith. You know, because Alex got hurt, and he actually won the job just in the one game. Like, that's almost unprecedented. I mean, it happens, but this is the type of thing that 30, 40 years from now is what becomes folklore, you know, when somebody got hurt. And I don't know if it's right or not, but the thing is, it's now an issue in San Francisco, but the thing is, this dude is a baller, and he's playing through it, and he's doing really well. You know, and it's hard for anybody really to question. I tell you what, this is why it's almost foolproof there in San Francisco, because your head coach is an ex-quarterback and an ex-really good quarterback, you know, so you can't, who's going to challenge that? Anywhere else, obviously, people would, you know, light up the head coach, which actually, this is interesting to me to think about this, that, you know, if it were in any other city, people would go, well, wait a minute, you've got your starting quarterback who's 26-1 over the past couple of seasons, this and that, you know, he's done this and this and this. You know, why would you replace him because he got hurt? But because Harbaugh's an ex-quarterback, that's his out, so to speak. But in terms of this game, there's much more, obviously, than just the quarterback situation. The Rams are, I don't know, they're two up and down. Steven Jackson is looking strong. He's looking like the running back of old, but you still never know if he's going to get hurt on the next play. He had 139 yards rushing last week. He had over 100 yards the week before against the 49ers, and the 49ers are actually only giving up 3.6 yards a game. I don't know if this is really going to be a close game, like what they tied last time. I guess you can't get really closer than that, but I don't think that's going to happen again. I think San Francisco is going to win this decisively, but we'll see on Sunday.
49ers are trying to position themselves in a favorable position for the upcoming NFC Conference playoffs. Right now, they're seated number 2 behind the Atlanta Falcons. I don't think the 49ers are going to catch the Atlanta Falcons. They should be concerned about getting dialed in for the number 2 seed. The Chicago Bears are breathing down their necks, even though the Niners stuck it to the Bears. The fact that they have 2 losses and 1 tie, I think, adversely will affect the Niners. I think they'll probably end up as the number 2 seed. I love their running game with Frank Gore. And as far as the running game or the passing game, whether it's Kaepernick or Alex Smith, fact is they're 32nd in all of football passing the ball. Jim Harbaugh loves Kaepernick. He traded up to get him, the stud product from the University of Nevada. Now, Alex Smith, hard to argue with success for the Niners. 20 wins, 6 losses, 1 tie. He was knocked out because of an injury. Niners are playing extremely well. So it's a little bit surprising that Jim Harbaugh, the coach of the Niners, would go with the young Kaepernick. But I'm telling you, the guy can play. He can run. He can pass. And again, this team, the Niners, are built on defense and a good running game. So we'll see how it plays out. Now, the St. Louis Rams have been a bit of an average team up to this point. They did play San Francisco extremely tough. It went to overtime. It ended up in a tie. But the St. Louis Rams, they get a little bit of respect at home. I understand the move. I bet this game. I have the Rams plus the 9. But in fairness to you, the viewer, the line has already been attacked. It's gone from 9 to 8 to 7, so it's up to you. My personal opinion is you almost at this point, if you're going to play the game, you have to be on the Niners minus the points. But try, I mean, it's 7 everywhere, so try to catch a 6.5 if possible. I attack this line early with the Rams at home plus the 9. Now, we have another game. The San Diego Chargers are at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, the total for this game opened 48, and the money has come in on the under. It went from 48 to 47. Today, it's at 45.5.
This is another interesting matchup with the Chargers and the Bengals, especially because, how about the Bengals, huh? I mean, A.J. Green is probably the hottest receiver in the league. He's leading the league in touchdowns. He's fourth in reception yards. You know, he actually talked a little bit of trash about the New York Giants defense a couple of weeks. Not really. He just said that he sees holes in it. And he went out and he shut them up. I mean, that started going back and forth mainly on the Giants side. And he went out and outplayed them. And he's done that all year. And the Bengals team looks really good. Andy Dalton really is looking like a solid NFL quarterback, which is pretty cool. Just because I really love the city of Cincinnati. And it's good to see them have a little bit of life in a sports team again. Now, they're still not a great team, but they are a little bit revived. As far as this game goes with the Chargers, interesting note, the Chargers this season are 0-6 when they face teams who have a quarterback with an above-average rating. Andy Dalton is ranked 11th in the league, so if that's any indication, go ahead and put your money there. However, in terms of the points, the 45, one team is averaging, I believe it is the Chargers, they're giving up an average of 21.5 points a game. The Bengals, adversely, are giving up an average of 22.5 points a game. I'm not great at math, Scott, but if you put those together, I think that's 44, which is under the 45. But this week, it's going to be a little bit different because the Chargers are coming off a very low-scoring loss against the Ravens, who are known to do that to teams, and the Bengals just completely blew out the Raiders, which are also known to do that with teams and let them blow them out. So you put these two teams together, you're going to get points, and I think it's going over 45.
We'll see what happens. I mean, time will tell. The Cincinnati Bengals are picked a good time to get hot. They're playing considerably better football than they were earlier in the season, and they have a shot at the number 6 seed for the AFC. Some people think they might have a long shot at the division, but for all intent and purpose, I see them battling out Pittsburgh for that number 6 seed. I think the Colts will be seeded number 5, and then as far as the top 4 seeds in the AFC, it's probably going to be Houston, Baltimore, New England, Denver in that order. Indianapolis probably going to be the 5th seed, so number 6 is going to be important. The Bengals, the Steelers, we'll see how it plays out, but the Bengals have picked a good time to start playing their best football. Now, the Chargers, again, I feel for my friends. I feel for anyone in San Diego having to put up with Norv Turner week in, week out, every week. It's a debacle. Last week, taking on the Baltimore Ravens, all the Chargers had to do, $1.29 to go in the game. They're at home. The Ravens facing 4th and 29. Are you kidding me? They picked up 29.5 yards and ended up winning the game. So again, I feel for Phillip Rivers. I feel for the Chargers. And why Norv Turner? Again, this is an organization. I mention it every week. It irks me. They fired Marty Schottenheimer as their coach after they went 14-2, and they hired Norv Turner, who never won, has never won anywhere. Didn't win in Washington, had talent. Hasn't won in San Diego. They have talent. So the total on this game from 48 all the way down to 45.5, I don't have an opinion, but as a professional sports bettor, two things. If you like the under, you should have bet under 48. You would never now bet under 45.5 or under 45 because you've compromised value. But if you're looking at this game, the only thing you can do is play the over because, again, the value has been compromised in terms of the under. So that will wrap up this edition of... What's the title of this again?
Attack the Line.
That's what it is. I was checking. You look
sure.
At, you
don't like seem... Like I may have forgotten what this show is all about.
Good job. You passed the test.
That. Well, actually, while you were talking about that, it had me thinking about, you know, you made an interesting point about Norv Turner not winning. First of all, anytime a team gives up any that 4th and 29, you can't blame the coach. I mean, you can't. That's completely, entirely on the defense. That entire defense should be sat the next week. You know, bring guys off the practice squad. That's absurd. These guys, NFL players, 4th and 29, that's unheard of. Now, as far as Norv Turner goes, it goes back to what we've talked about with some guys are coordinators, you know, some guys are head coaches. Just like some guys are backup quarterbacks, some guys are starting quarterbacks. And that's just it. When there's guys that are great backup quarterbacks, but when they have the starting role too long, they can't handle it, you know, and I think it's the same thing with coordinators. They're out of their element in that head coaching position.
I actually, in this case in point, would agree with Anthony. 7 billion people on the planet. I found the one person on the planet that's willing to defend Norv Turner. But in this isolated incident, please don't make a habit of this, Anthony. I agree. with Anthony that, yeah, North Turner's off the hook. If your defensive backs, they had three guys that could have tackled Ray Rice. They took bad angles, and they ultimately ended up losing the game. Bad teams find a way to lose games. Good teams find a way to win. But I do want to expand on this point, because talking National Football League, I've talked before, underdogs tend to be undervalued. Which team in all of football, 32 teams, which team has the best ATS against the spread record? It's not a high-profile team like the Houston Texans. It's certainly not Anthony's Dallas Cowboys or my New England Patriots. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They've only not covered the line twice. 8-2-1 ATS against the point spread. Now let's take a look at totals, which two teams are doing extremely well in totals. Under. 8 of their 11 games have gone under. Arizona Cardinals, good defense, bad offense. That makes sense. The Giants, a bad defense and a pretty good offense, but 8 of their 11 games have gone under. One team out of 32, not even close, over. The New England Patriots, 9 of their 11 games have gone over the posted total.
Oh, the Patriots again with them. Which takes us right into the next part of the show, which is the right side. Just kidding. I'm just trying to get past Spin to Win because I don't want to do the Patriot talk again. It's time for Spin to Win because we have the Patriots heading to Miami to take on the Dolphins. Patriots, of course, are favored by 7.5. In this segment, we're going to spin the wheel. The lovely Tara is not here, so instead we have the lovely Scott Whitney taking over. And he's going to spin the wheel. It's going to land on a team. Scott's forced to argue for that team. I'm going to take the opposing team because, as the smart bettor knows, you've got to know both sides so you can bet with your head, because this is real money you're putting on the line. Scott, if you would.
Okay. Scotty's got the Dolphins.
The Miami Dolphins. Okay, I'll sell it. Dolphins at home getting 7.5 points. I see some value here with the Miami Dolphins simply because I love underdogs. Underdogs are undervalued. You heard it last week. You heard it the week before. Tune in next week. I'll be saying the same thing. The Hook. Dr. Hook is my favorite 70s band. And in football betting, the Hook is king. I'm getting 7 and a hook. 7.5. It could come into play. The Miami Dolphins, I have to say the concern is the Patriots are well-rested, and they've done extremely well within their division. But I think the home field, the home team underdog with the Dolphins, and the fact that they're a pass-happy team, it's a pass-happy league, the one weakness the Patriots have has to do with their secondary, their pass defense. So I think even if the Dolphins are down, say, 10, 13 points late, they'll come in through the back door and get the back door cover because they'll be passing the ball, and the Pats, known for many things, their pass defense is not one of them.
Nice. I commend you for that. I actually, you know, one stat that I'm sure you're not aware of, the Dolphins actually lead this series, the overall series, 50-43.
That's any other totally meaningless stats from 93 games ago that we want to bring into play?
This coming from the stat master.
Yes, but I brought current up, stats.
I brought up
what happened in 1874 when these two teams play? I don't care.
All right, look, you realize the reason Scott's doing this with me is because he already knows the Patriots are going to win this game. They're going to win it big. The value on the underdog, yeah, in most games. But this line isn't big enough. It's absurd. The Patriots can win the AFC East by winning this game. So, obviously, they've got that on their side. And here's the thing. The Patriots are not a team that go, oh, well, we've got 4 or 5 games left in the season, so if we win this one, no big deal. Belichick has this team always ready to win. And saying, and I promise you, he's telling these guys, hey, treat the Dolphins just like they're the Dallas Cowboys. All right, I just needed to do that. Just pretend they're somebody better than they are. You know, because and he's the first to admit as well, you never know what you're going to get out of a team on a Sunday. And the Dolphins have shown signs of pretty good stuff this year. It's not going to be enough to beat the Patriots this week or any other week. But yeah, I don't really think this is going to be a close game. Your money's safe with the Patriots. Nice try.
It's interesting, these two teams, a division rival, AFC conference competitors going at it. But the Patriots, remember, they were 1-2 early. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. They've won 7 of their past 8 games, and I was at LVH last night checking out your show, and the sportsbooks have the Patriots favored to win the AFC conference championship at plus 170. Makes my +5-1 early at Station Casinos looking pretty good.
That's right. Well, yeah, and I mean, again, it's amazing how, like, teams just don't have, you don't see that solidness out of a team anymore, just that runs it from beginning to end. You've got teams that start rough, you know, 0-2, 0-3, 0-4, and then they go on a 7-game win streak. Or you have teams that start out, Arizona Cardinals, from 4-0 to 4-7. Oh, my, it's disgusting.
The other thing I wanted to point out when we talk about teams that are doing well against the spread, that's all we care about, you and me. We'll leave the media, the talking heads, to talk about who's, you know, as far as a team that's going to win or an inferior team that obviously is going to lose. We're all about the point spread. It's all about cashing tickets and making money ATS against the spread. Now, ugly teams oftentimes will get there. As a case in point, the Jacksonville Jaguars, I think they might be the worst team in all of football. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, the fact that on the road, Jacksonville undefeated ATS. If you blindly bet the Jacksonville Jaguars against the point spread, you've cashed each and every time. They're 5-0 on the road against the spread.
Speaking of spread, I need to hit one soon, because that buffet that little setup last night looked amazing. So I'm hoping maybe there's one set up in the back for us. So we're going to go look for that. We're going to take a break. You're watching The Odds Couple right here on the Vegas Video Network. Come right back.
This is David Ivey from Pub Crawl. It's funny because this is David from... You should just leave it on. Hi, I'm David Ivey from Pub Crawl, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. And scene.
Welcome back to The Odds Couple on the Vegas Video Network. My name is Scott Pritchard, alongside my good friend and co-host Anthony Padilla. We'd love for you to reach out to us on the network. We would love to hear your voice on our show. Reach out to us a number of ways. Email us at oddscouple@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's oddscouple@vegasvideonetwork.com. We'd love to hear your voice on our show. Go to our site. On the right-hand side, a red bar, click there. In the middle of the screen, you see the green bar, start recording. And then we also have live chat. Keep those live chat questions coming. Again, I love it. I love seeing Anthony struggle answering your live chat questions. Now, if you do miss us live, it's okay. Check us out on iTunes, YouTube, Vegas Video Network, Roku. And then every Saturday, this show is rebroadcast on KSHP Radio, AM 1400, right here in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, before we get to Are You Kidding Me?, I'm going to talk specifically about what I like to bet in regards to sports betting. I love betting totals. Now, let's just talk. It's football season, so we'll talk football, but fact is I love betting totals in all sports. Football, baseball, basketball, WNBA, doesn't matter. I see value in totals more times than, say, sides. I really find, 30 years of doing this, that sides tend to be a bit more random. And the sports books know this. There's a reason why they limit how much you can bet on a total, but they'll let you load up the truck or back up the truck and unload on a side. Sides generally don't move, and if they do, they don't move much. But you can get 2, 3, 4, 5 point disparity on a total. Now, let's talk about pro football betting totals. The most common total of a pro football game is 37. This is very, very important because if you like, say, for instance, the line or the total for a game is 37 and you like the over, if it's 37.5 everywhere, you're looking for 136.5. Conversely, if you like the under and it's 37 everywhere, you're going to try to steal a 37.5. Now, you might say, why is 37 such a common number? Think about how many different ways you can get there. 37 zip, 34-3, 31-6, 30-7. Anthony, I would expect you to recite these back to me later. 28-9, 27-10, 20, I think I'm putting Anthony to sleep. 24-13, 23-14, 22-15, 21-16, and the most common total, 20-17. Now, so we know that 37 is the most common total, followed by, in this order, 41, 44, 38, 45 in that order. 37, 41, 44, 38, 45. Are you losing interest, Chad? Are you with me?
You're like the Rain Man.
So we're going to talk, again, so please keep in mind that if you're betting sides and you're having success, great, but take a look at betting totals because there's a reason why the sports books limit how much you can bet. I love betting totals. It's time now. We're going to get to this segment. I love this segment because whether it's sports betting or just in the world of sports, we tap into what frustrates you. It's time for Are You Kidding Me?
5, 10, 12, 14, 5, 9, 6, 42, 49, 14, 7, 16, 9, 7, 7, 4, 8. What? Are you kidding me?
Is that Powerball? What are you talking about?
Oh, man. I love this show. All right. Now I got to get serious for this because this is not a joke. 17, 20. Same. All right. Pez dispenser. I thought you said Pez dispenser, not PEDs. PEDs, performance enhancing drugs. It's getting absurd. It's getting absurd in every sport. And you know what? I'm going to put it out there. I don't know that anybody has, but I'm just going to say it. I don't care. I don't care what athletes are doing. I don't want to know about it. That's not why I buy the ticket to go to the game. I don't care if baseball players are juicing up because I want to see home runs. I don't care if football players are taking Adderall because I want to see them stay awake. And I want them to have the energy. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I take the Adderall back because that's something that shouldn't be messed with in terms of that. But look, whatever people are going to do to their bodies, we don't care if you work a 9-to-5 job and you're doing stuff to get by, all right? But for some reason, we expect this out of our athletes, that there's congressional hearings in baseball, which is one of the most absurd things I could imagine. Congress doesn't belong in sports, all right? It's supposed to be entertainment, period. Wrestling, everybody's a big fan of wrestling, right, Scotty? You've almost got the body for it.
Yes, wrestling. Is that what we're talking about?
I'm asking, like, are you not
a wrestling? I'm not a wrestling fan at all.
But you understand the entertainment value?
I do, yes.
Okay, and you also understand that people don't have those bodies naturally and
right
to do
on,
what
I
they
agree.
Do. All right, so nobody cares what wrestlers do, maybe because it's not a real sport, you know. But in baseball, everybody says, well, it's a game of numbers. Well, you know what? The numbers of drugs that the athletes way back in the day before they started testing for anything were doing were probably in excess of what they do now. They say Babe Ruth used to take horse pills, you know. So who's to say? It's just now we live in an era of testing and wanting to place blame. You know, look, athletes, do whatever it is you're going to do. Everybody else, just let them be, let them play the game. Records were meant to be broken. Honestly, sure, whatever. I mean, it might sound bad coming out this way, but I really don't care. I just want to grab a bucket of popcorn and a Coke and watch the game and enjoy it for what it's worth, and that's it. So and by Coke, I meant a Coca-Cola. And I want to make it clear that for when I'm watching a sporting event, I really don't care what's going on. I just want to be entertained by the guys on the field. And God bless them for doing what they do week in and week out to their bodies.
Are you kidding me? You kind of remind me of a friend of mine back in the 90s. We were at a Giants game. And I said, doesn't it bother you or concern you that Barry Bonds might be juiced? He says, no, I bet the Giants. I hope he hits the ball farther. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is it's only an issue now because we suddenly test for it now. You know? So guys, stuff that guys do now could have been doing 15 years ago, but they weren't testing for it. So you can't say those guys were on steroids. But now because they're testing for it, suddenly these guys are, you know, doing stuff that's not allowed. But they're doing the same stuff.
Because, I mean, I remember the conversation I had with my buddy Steve, who was in denial. Because I said, listen, I mean, Barry Bonds, if you look at the guy from the early 90s to the late 90s, he's a monster of a man. His head is swollen. Said, no, he just really likes to work out. Are you kidding me?
See, now that's a little crazy, you know. But you got to at least admit, look, these guys are doing something. But who cares? You know, I mean, truly, do you care? And what is that? Why is it? I mean, this Adderall thing is a huge thing in the NFL right now. A huge thing. And nobody's really making an issue of it. If this were baseball, they'd be stopped. There'd be work stoppage because of it. You know, like four or five guys have come out, and they are getting suspended a couple of games, but still, that's not the point, you know? I mean, again, the demand that is placed on these guys to perform, nobody can understand. Nobody can understand.
Well, that kind of brings me to my next point. I'm glad that you were clear in illustrating your point. A lot of people are up in arms about what happened in the NBA last night with Greg Popovich, my favorite coach. I think he's the best coach on the planet in the NBA. He, after a long road trip, gave his four-star players, Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, Danny Green, Manu Ginobili, he said, listen, go home. I know tonight's game's on national TV. It's the only trip we're making to Miami to take on the Heat. Go home. Get some rest. We have a big game Saturday against Memphis. David Stern, commissioner, not happy. Fining? Well, we're going to find out, I guess, sooner than later what the ramifications are, but Stern is not happy.
I think that's absurd. Again, David Stern has become too... He runs a tight league, but this isn't his place. Stay out of it. I understand from the business aspect of, you know, you're playing Miami, it's nationally televised on TNT, and you've got all that viewership and all that advertising money coming in because people want to see the stars. But once again, now suddenly he's dictating how it should be played. You know, well, these guys are trying to really win the championship. And to do that, they need rest. So what if they play in that game and now they're broken down for the next 2 weeks? Or what if one of them gets hurt from fatigue? And that happens. You know, I see no issue with him resting the guys. Now, being Greg Popovich, you kind of feel like he did it in that game to say, I do what I want. Could he have rested him the night before, maybe, in a less important game? You know? I mean, obviously, you're not going to rest him at the beginning of that stretch. But at the same time, look, they're trying to win games. And if that means resting guys, guys rest them in baseball. You're giving guys days off. Play 162 games, you're giving guys days off. So I see nothing wrong with it.
I actually would agree with you overall because I love Greg Popovich. And the reason has to do with the fact he says what he wants, does what he wants. He's won four NBA titles with the San Antonio Spurs once they picked up Tim Duncan back in 1997. But one of my favorite things took place about 2 weeks ago. David Aldridge, who is well-known, well-liked, very respected, he was interviewing Greg Popovich, okay, in between quarters, which is mandated by the league. David Stern, the commissioner, says, coaches, we want you to be fan-friendly, so in between quarters, we want you to talk to our reporters. David Aldridge, great reporter, made the mistake of saying to Greg Popovich, as the Spurs had just given up a 80-foot three-point shot to start the fourth quarter, he said, coach, are you happy with where your team is? And Popovich says, happy. You need to come up with a better word than happy. None of us are happy. We're here to compete. We're trying to win. Happy is not in the equation. I love Greg Popovich and the San Antonio Spurs, and I stand by what they're trying to do. The bigger picture is to try to be the top seed in the Western Conference and forget the Miami Heat. For all intent and purpose, you were going to lose that game anyway. I mean, the Heat had been off forever. The Spurs, their fourth game in five nights, they played 11 road games in the month of November. Let's move on, and this is the part of the show where Anthony and I put money into your pocket as we together put you on the right side.
This week, I am going with the Philadelphia Eagles heading to Dallas to take on my Dallas Cowboys, America's Dallas Cowboys, if you will. The Cowboys are favored by 10.5 in this game. Man, I hate to say it. It hurts to say it. You have two pretty ugly teams going into this matchup on Sunday Night Football. The Eagles, who I couldn't be happier that they're this bad, you know, but you also kind of feel for Andy Reid because he seems like such a great guy. Everybody loves him. But at the same time, it's probably for the best because once he leaves Philly, he's going to get a job offer somewhere else immediately if he wants it. And sometimes love is just lost and it's time to move on. As far as the team goes, Mike Vick's still out with that concussion that he received against my Dallas Cowboys a couple of weeks ago. Still out for this game. Nick Foles, they say, is the future in Philly, so he will be getting the start. Again, it's Sunday night. Bright lights of Dallas, you know, and the new beautiful stadium are going to be on him, which seemingly is more of a home field advantage for every opposing team. Check this out. The Eagles, in the last seven games, 1-6 against the spread. Cowboys, 0-8 this year. That's amazing. That's amazing. So, I mean, somebody's got to cover, but again, the Cowboys are, you know, 10.5-point favorites. What do you do here? I don't know. I love the Cowboys, but there's just so many things wrong with the discipline on the team. As far as the tools go, everything is fantastic. Romo, Dez, the whole offense just clicks on all cylinders when Garrett allows them to run it. The problem is they play so defensively, you know, and they're always like, they're trying to protect the lead 3 minutes into the game, and it's absurd, some of the schemes that you see from this team. But they are the Dallas Cowboys, and they have shown great potential and promise this year. The Philadelphia Eagles, you really can't rule them out of any game, you know, just because of the fact that they also have been up and down, and Mike Vick looked really good in that game before he went out against Dallas. Nick Foles has now got a couple of games under his belt, so it'll be curious to see if he's feeling a little bit more comfortable. He's already seen the Cowboys once, so I'm curious to see if he learned anything from that game, taking him on again. However, in this game, huge Cowboys fan, that's not why I'm going. That's why I'm going with them to win, because I, of course, always go with them to win. But I don't necessarily see them winning by 14 or even 11. I see them winning by maybe 10 at the most. So as much as it hurts me to say, as you said, other shows are for the winners and the losers. This one is for the points. So this week, the right side for me is Philly minus the points.
I believe that's Philly plus the points.
I'm sorry, plus the points. I'm sorry. Yes, I can't. Look, I don't. That's how little I want to bet on Philadelphia. I can't believe I said that. Yes, that is Philadelphia plus the points. Let's clarify, plus the points. 7, 17, 26.
The Eagles have covered one game all year. And Anthony, I need to give you credit because you saw this coming long before I did. I have a lot of respect for Mike Vick, Andy Reid, and the Eagles. I was wrong. Anthony's right. He's good. I'm bad. Let's not overreact. But the Eagles have won. They've only covered the spread one time. What I find interesting, and I have to address this because I've been sitting here patiently listening to Anthony ramble about the Cowboys, America's team. America's team, my ass. Where do you get off calling the Dallas Cowboys America's
I
team?
Don't. That's a bit, America does.
That's says who? That's a bit narcissistic.
I didn't give them the moniker.
Well, Al Davis used to say with the Raiders, just win, baby. All they ever did was just lose, baby.
Yeah.
America's team.
Hey,
Now you understand why many people don't like the Cowboys.
But here's the thing. It's almost like you're a new generation of this. America's team, Dallas Cowboys, has been around. I'm 34, and that's been around since I was just a little one. So I didn't come up with it. That's just how God made it.
You're
Scott,
guilty.
Just let it
You're
be.
Guilty for repeating just let it. It. Be. America's
well,
team.
Well, we
All
are
right.
America's team.
Let's get to my right side. Enough bantering here. All right. The Kansas City Chiefs are an ugly team. They're at home. They're taking on the Carolina Panthers, another ugly football team. The Carolina Panthers have won 3 games. The Kansas City Chiefs have won 1. The point spread for this game, the Carolina Panthers are favored by 3. I have to say, Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers, last year, very flashy, very exciting. This year, I think Cam Newton is guilty of the sophomore jinx. A lot of teams have figured him out. That tied in with the fact that their defense is extremely horrific. The Kansas City Chiefs, yes, they're ugly. Yes, it takes courage to bet the Chiefs. Step up to the bet window. I want $1,100 to win $1,000 on the Kansas City Chiefs and hope that the ticket writer doesn't laugh at you when he gives you your ticket. But 3 hours later, you will get the last laugh. The reason I say this, the Chiefs, Jamal Charles, they can run the ball. They play pretty good defense. I'm not sold on their quarterback, Brady Quinn, who's going to get the start this week. But the Chiefs played well against the Broncos. They covered, almost won the game straight up as a 13.5-point dog a few weeks ago against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The right side for me, Kansas City plus the 3. Okay? Take the Chiefs plus the points. See the cashier. I said it with a straight face.
Yeah. That's great, man. It's really hard for me to watch football right now. The way the Cowboys have been playing, man, I just never feel comfortable.
That's
they
the problem.
Ruin my Thanksgiving.
When you're emotionally attached to a team, instead of trying to be objective, think with an objective
I don't
mindset,
care about objectivity.
Independent
I
thinker,
care about
progressive
my
thinker.
Team.
It's about cashing the ticket. You have to remove emotion from the equation.
No, that's why.
Do you fall in love
all the other
every
games.
Other week?
No.
I know you're. You're married to the Cowboys.
Love them. I love
it's the
them.
First
man.
I've heard of it.
No, it's fantastic, and that's my big weekend. I want to watch them beat. They're somehow, even with this season, they're still in the hunt for the playoffs. You know, so we'll see what happens. Whatever. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, actually, if you're in Las Vegas, check me out. I'm on the Strip, Planet Hollywood, every Saturday night. I do stand-up comedy. I host the show. Check out my plays on VegasInsider.com. I'm hitting 64% ATS winners in college football. Pro football, not so good. College basketball, pro basketball, off the hook great. I love Vegas Insider because the plays are time-stamped and documented. Check out my plays on PritchardsPicks.com as well. But I have to give kudos to my good friend Anthony Padilla. I went to the press party Thursday night in his honor. Comedy After Dark, LVH, Las Vegas. Big press party. Louis Anderson, famous comedian, came out to show love and support for my good buddy, Anthony Padilla. Loved the show. Congrats.
Thanks, man. I and you were there as well. I mean, everybody that showed up is you know, means the world to me. It was a great event, really overwhelming, you know, the support and everybody that was there. Fantastic show. I had a great time. Everybody did really well, and thank you. Thanks, man. I appreciate that very much.
Keep up the good work, Anthony and I. You can catch us live every Friday, 12 o'clock Las Vegas time, Vegas Video Network, The Odds Couple. For Anthony Padilla, I'm Scott Pritchard. We'll see you next week.